Okay, I did the whole podcast tonight and I didn't tell people where to go to donate. So this is a supplemental. I'm going to mix this in before the podcast and after the podcast. This may sound exactly like the Free Comic Book Day song, but it's not. Oh, make your donation at helpyourselfmusic.net. That's helpyourselfmusic.net. I'm back on my feet, baby. Donate at helpyourselfmusic.net. Help somebody out. At helpyourselfmusic.net. Where'd that come from?
Hello, hello, daylight come and we wanna go home.
Back on my feet, baby. Yeah, I just can't help myself. I'm still trying to raise money. We are so close. We had four people come in last night with very generous donations. The website now shows 4766. I apologize for the $1 donation. That's my fault when I... When I signed up to do the fundraising, it automatically put a $1 donation up there in my name. But we could use a $1 donation because I also know that we have had donations as a result of this podcast. I have a check to Back on My Feet Baltimore. I have donations that I know went to Back on My Feet Dallas. I have donations that I know went to Back on My Feet, the national chapter, I think. I don't know. They just went on the website and made a donation. So we got all kinds of other donations out there. The total, $190. So in my mind, even though it doesn't show on the website, we are only $40, $44 away. We need a $44 donation, and to prove how much I want that $44, because all the matching money is gone, I'm going to play a song I hardly ever play anymore. This is a song written way back when I was a bartender, but we need a donation just that size, and this song is called Just My Size. If you listen real close, there's a kind of a joke near the end of this song. We'll see if I can get through this. When I was slinging out drinks, it was a 1:15. I saw the prettiest woman that I ever had seen. She ordered some vodka, she said, squeeze me a lime. Threw me some money, said, come on, see me sometime. She was 5'3", I was on the rise. I said, look at you, girl, you're just my size. Oh yeah, you're just my size. You got real skinny thighs. You got a real skinny waist. Come on and give me a taste. Why don't you ask me no questions, babe, or tell me no lies, because you're just my size. $44. That's just my size. So we went out on the town, we're shooting pool in a bar. She was moving around and she was going too far. A couple of shots, 8 or 9 beers, hadn't felt that way about 9 or 10 years. One more cigarette, and when it was lit, I said, well, look at you, girl, well, you're the perfect fit. Oh yeah, you're just my size. You got real skinny thighs. You got real skinny waist. Ask me no questions, babe, or tell me no lies, because you're just my size. That's $44. part of the song forever. I could do this until somebody donates $44. $44. $44. $44. But I won't. So we got back to her place. We had to sit on the floor. I looked into her eyes. I said, come on, give me some more. She struggled with her will to survive. Put up against her will to still be alive. When she finally gave in, she said, oops, look, surprise. We're holding each other. You're just my size. Oh, yeah, you're just my size. Boy, you got real skinny thighs. You got a real skinny waist. Come on, give me a taste. Oh, don't you ask me no questions or tell me no lies, cause you're just my size. $44.
$44.
Oh, yeah, you're just my size. Stop looking at all those other guys. You won't find any other tailor-made lover. You gonna come to discover that this ain't no disguise. Oh, baby, you're just my size. You're just my size. There you go. I'm still looking at the website, and I don't see a $44 donation. Well, that's probably because this podcast is actually not streaming live. But regardless of that, if we don't get the $44 donation, that's fine. You know what? Four $10 donations and a $4 donation, that would be fine. I don't know who else is going to donate, but I have a feeling there's somebody out there who hasn't quite done this yet who could still put us over the top. All we need is a simple twist of fate. Or somebody could accidentally do it. They could be on the website and not really intending to donate, but get too far and then accidentally donate $44. Now that would be a simple twist of fate. They sat together in the park as the evening sky grew dark. She looked at him and he felt a spark tingle through his bones. Then he felt alone and wished that he'd gone straight, forgot about a simple twist of fate. They walked along by the old canal, a little confused, I remember well. Stopped into a strange hotel with the neon burning bright. He felt the heat of the night hit him like a freight train, moving with a simple twist of fate. Saxophone someplace far off played. She was walking on by the arcade, and a light burst through a beat-up shade where he was waking up. She dropped a coin into the cup. Another blind man at the gate, brought on by a simple twist of fate. It would be a simple twist of fate if 44 people out there who thought they didn't have the money gave $1. Bet you'd never expect that to happen. You know, some of these people who are in the situation that we're trying to remedy here, but for a simple twist of fate, would not be in their current predicament.
He woke up and the room was bare. He didn't see her anywhere. He told himself that he didn't care. Pushed the windows open wide. Felt that emptiness inside, to which he just could not relate. Brought on by a simple twist of fate.
The time is running out. The race is next Saturday. And this is the last podcast that I'm going to mention this crap on, unless we make our goal. Then you get a bonus one.
He hears the ticking of the clocks, walks along with a parrot that talks. He hunts her down by the waterfront docks, where the sailors all come in. Maybe she'll pick him out again. How long must he wait? One more time for a simple twist of fate.
Now, I might care too much about this cause, but I appreciate so much all of you who cared about it with me this year. I set a pretty lofty goal. $5,000 is not a small amount of money. But we are so close. And if I'm not there by this coming Friday, I will go down into downtown Ellicott City and play guitar on the sidewalk until they arrest me, trying to make $44 out of it.
People tell me that it's a sin to know and feel too much within. I still believe that she was my twin, but I lost the ring. She was born in the spring, and I was born too late. Blame it on a simple twist of fate.
I think somewhere in the grander scheme of things, I can hear somebody giving $5, which means we only need 39 more. Come on. Yeah, I am all out of ideas on what to podcast, so. That was Bob Dylan's, of course, Simple Twist of Fate. So we need a simple twist of fate that is just our size. And our size at this point is $44. Special thanks to the four people who came in last night and put us this close by giving a grand total of $200. You know, all we need is a little more, and we're there.
Oh, make your donation at helpyourselfmusic.net.
That's helpyourselfmusic.net.